Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If it says on the brochure, beautiful scenic hiking trails, I throw that brochure in the garbage.
I like hiking.
Listen, that to me is work, and I am on vacation.
Hello, welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. Thanks for listening. We are a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox happens to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Did you know that?
I did. I don't know if they did. But if you didn't know, you could find all your favorite podcasts here. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts.
But we hope that you'll give CastBox a shot because we happen to think it's the best. No, we know it's the best.
It is the best.
How do we know?
Because they told us to say that.
That's exactly right.
But also, I really like it.
Me too.
But really.
Hey, I'm winking back.
No, I'm not winking. I'm not winking. I really like it.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You, the podcast. I'm Nikki Limo.
My name is Stephen Green.
Stephen.
Yes.
Stephen Green. Not Stephen. You're listening.
Excuse me?
Well, you spell it Stephen, so I was confused.
Dude, after a month of doctors calling me Stefan and all the Stefan,
yeah,
I'm like, whatever. You can call me whatever you want.
Well, you should just legally change your name to Steven.
I hate it, though.
Then you'll have to do...
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Then you'll have to do everything that I did when I had to change my last name to Green.
Nah, I'm good. That was a pain in the ass.
It was annoying. Anyway, speaking of doctors, we're going to cover some of that today. We had just done an episode on Shit They Don't Tell You about traveling just in December, like a few months ago.
Yes.
Right? And we thought that we could convey everything that we had learned that no one told us and give you tips so that you didn't have to learn those things on your own the hard way. Well, since then, we've taken a trip to Costa Rica and learned a whole new world of things that we did not know
mainly
about traveling.
About kidney stones and about the human body.
Yes, and about the medical system and all of its atrocities.
And all the fun times that you get with Percocet, which can be a really enjoyable time.
True. Well, you got to learn about that.
The joys of Percocet is what this episode is called.
I didn't get to learn about that. I learned about all the anxiety you get when you don't know if your husband's going to live or die and you have to take care of everybody.
And you're not being dramatic because we just couldn't diagnose what the hell happened to me.
Right, so we'll get to that. Yeah. So we thought it only appropriate to do a Shit They Don't Tell You About Travel part two.
The do, part two.
While it's still fresh in our minds. Because I feel like if we waited too long, we might forget all the things that we need you to know if you plan on traveling anytime soon.
Yeah.
And I am planning on traveling in 2 days from now. I'm going to New Zealand.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And there's so many things that I now am incorporating to this trip that I learned from the Costa Rica trip that we just took.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you. So I posted a whole vlog on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/NikkiLimo, if you want to get the whole like personal experience of what we went through. But today I just want to cover like a lot of the
bullet points. Go check it out. It's a worthy plug. A very worthy plug.
Thank you.
A well-edited video.
Thank you.
Really nice musical selections, good footage.
It's all royalty-free.
Tastefully done.
Thank you.
I'm in an ambulance at one point. You can see it.
I just
it
wanted
looks
to,
like a station wagon with sirens on it.
I wanted to convey the story as if you're there with us because just talking about it, just saying like, oh, this is what happened, is so different from seeing the visual of and like me vlogging while I was there and like the actual fear and stuff that was happening.
I only wish we had drone footage of the ambulance taking me to the clinic.
I should have done the follow me.
I think you should have
function on
would have been kind of cool.
I was a little distracted.
I understand.
My husband curled up in a fetal position
on
the dirt road.
You made a mistake and you should own it.
Right. I am owning it. Okay, I said sorry. So Steve ended up getting kidney stones. I think that was, I don't know if we made that clear.
I think it's
he got kidney
crystal.
Stones.
Crystal. Yeah.
Yes. And if you want to watch the vlog, you can do that. But new stuff that we've learned. Okay, first of all, I would just like to reiterate, I know we talked about this briefly in the first Should They Don't Tell You About Travel, but really, really get clear on what type of traveler you are. Are you a resort type of traveler that you like everything to be all inclusive and you like a bar and a restaurant to be right there by the pool on the beach? Do you like room service? Do you like using a credit card? Do you like having first world luxuries at your fingertips, even if you are in a third world country?
Don't go to a remote part of Costa Rica.
Wait. We're just talking about what type of traveler you are. We're not judging. That is one type of travel.
That.
That's one
like
type
that.
Of traveler.
Yeah.
Another type of traveler, which I thought that we were, is a boutique resort person.
No.
Which, or like a 3 to 4 star hotel type of person.
Give me the Holiday Inn, give me the Continental
Breakfast.
That likes
the deals. No, you like the deals.
I love the deals.
I still think that we're this type of person.
But I love the all-inclusive resort.
Yeah, but that is for people that can afford that.
Oh, true.
We don't have thousands and thousands of dollars
true.
Spend on a trip. You know, people, sometimes I get comments like, oh, well, you guys must be rich because you're able to travel so much. And like, honestly, half the time that I've traveled out of country, I was hired. It was like for work. Like I got hired to do a job in that country. So it was paid for. Or I got such a good deal through Expedia or whatever service I was using. I use Expedia. This is not a plug for Expedia, but I collect points. You know, your credit cards collect travel points. And so sometimes I just had like points.
Sure,
left over, which happened on this trip as well, where we stayed at a hotel that was right on the beach and it was only $14 a day.
Yes.
Because of the points that
the
I had
sickest.
Collected.
And we that are, was the sickest.
We are not like crazy wealthy luxury travelers.
But we
so
are
when we try to find
it.
A deal, we try to find the deals. We do like to stay in resorts, but not at the resort prices.
No.
So
we like to be killing it with deals.
So I still would say that we're a boutique resort or 3 to 4 star nice hotels, but like affordable still, but they still have a bar and a pool.
Give me the DoubleTree. Give me the Hilton. Give me
these are not plugs for any of these places, but yes,
not the Motel 6. That's all I say.
Yeah. Well, so the next type is a budget traveler.
I'll stay in a Radisson.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Budget traveler.
That's me. That's
is
why
the
I said Radisson.
No budget travel. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve. Stefan, are you there?
I'm here.
Budget traveler. Is the next one. That's the Motel 6 people. Nothing wrong with Motel 6s or hostels.
That's your
you
want to
save a dollar. Some people, if you're a student, if you're like, I'd say mostly young people are on this. If you want to socialize with other people, you want to party, maybe you stay at a hostel, socialize with other people that
I'm
are
so scared of hostels.
Me too. Especially since those movies,
hostel.
Yeah. I just always think of murder.
I always think of being asleep in a bed and then other people can see me.
What I think. And I also like don't like the idea of community bathrooms.
No,
I'm
had to do that
into
when
that.
I was in Denmark, bro. And that sucked, man.
Yeah. I've never had to do that.
Dude, I went in the sink in my room.
Whoa.
Big time.
Dirty. That's so gross.
I did everything you can imagine.
Wow, you're so
sink.
Edgy. Shut up. You did it.
I did. Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
Everything you can think of in a sink.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I've never even had a roommate because, and like that aren't boyfriends. I've only lived with boyfriends. I've never had a roommate because of that very reason. Like, I don't like the fact that I could be in a living room, my living room, and then some like person comes in. And it's their living room too.
Yeah,
I just don't like it.
My
I'm
only
very
roommate
territorial.
Was Horton. I only live with Horton. And
no, you lived with this Irish guy.
Oh yeah, Stuart.
Yeah.
I live with this
Liar.
Irish extra professional extra named Stuart.
Yeah.
And he would tell me about how he he was killing it, and he's on all the major television shows.
And he's an extra.
But then he wouldn't say he was an extra.
Right, right.
He would say, oh, I'm in that show. I'm on the show. I'm on that show.
I know a lot of people like that.
Right, and I'm like, well, why are you living in this fucking house then? I mean, this is a
dump,
bro.
The guy that was bagging my groceries at Trader Joe's the other day was telling me how many shows he was on.
It was great.
And how he's like, it's really cool. And he told me the exact scenes to watch in them.
I love it.
And which, you know.
I just love the conceit of that because I'm so the opposite. I can't brag about anything.
Same.
And I always just feel ashamed of everything that I do, no matter what. And I always feel the need to apologize for all my things.
Even if I had a line in the show, I'm like, oh, I only had like two lines.
Even if I like it and I'm talking about it, I have to downplay it somehow because I'm just such a dick to myself.
Same.
Right.
But that's why we belong together.
That's why I love talking to these people, though.
Me too.
Because they're like, hey man, I'm on this show. Yeah, it's been absolutely killer. And I'm like, oh, what are you on? And they're like, well, I'm on the Oroville. And I'm like, oh shit, that's like one of the major shows right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, what, you know, where are you on that show? And he's like, you know, I'm in the episodes. Like I'm in this first season.
I'm the one with the blue shirt doing the cross.
Exactly. So that's the thing. So as an extra, they are in the first season regularly, but like in the way.
Oh yeah, there's regular. Back. There's such a thing as regular extras. My grandma was a regular extra on several different shows back in the 90s, and like they see the same people every day. They are regulars. They have their like regular extra crew that they hang out with.
And that was what Stuart was.
Yeah.
So yeah. Then he was telling me about how he was trying to tell me about how where I lived was like an amenity because it was so close to everything, and then I was like, cool, man. Like, that's great. Like, so I can go walking around here and stuff. He's like, yeah, great. He's like, there's a library right around the corner. I was like, oh, great. So is that what you do for exercise? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I walk to the library. And I'm like, well, where is it? And he's like, oh, it's great. It's just like 200 steps that way. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not exercise. And then I'm like, you know, how do we do the refrigerator situation? Because we had to share a fridge. And he's like, I have pies in there. You're welcome to have them. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm kind of on a diet. And he was like, oh, no, but pies are just fruit.
Yeah.
The guy was a legend.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Never had that experience of having a roommate.
Yeah, having a roommate really is one of those rites of passage that I think everyone should experience.
I don't want to.
You should only live with crippling regret if you haven't had it.
I don't think I ever want to do that. I'm not judging anyone that has. I'm very territorial, and I also like to cry at random times in the day.
And scream.
And I don't like to be judged for it.
True.
And I find that people living with me have judged me for that.
I don't.
You have before. I can't just loudly scream without you going to be like, what the fuck?
Well, sure. That's a natural reaction. Yeah, I have to find out what's going on.
I know, I'm not judging you for it. I'm just saying I like to scream and not have someone there.
If you all of a sudden, like picture being me real quick. And you're sitting in the house.
Yes.
And then you're,
I get it.
No, but I know. But then if I don't say what's up, I'm a scumbag of the earth.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't care.
Just checking.
We're just back to traveling. We talked about roommates for so long.
We are traveling. We're traveling to different subjects as well.
I hate it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, budget traveler. That's the last one on the list of that.
I got to get those deals.
So, what are your main priorities? That is something you have to ask yourself. Please do not skip this question. You know, are you there for relaxation? Are you there for adventure? Are you there for partying?
Body of water.
Are you there for activities? Exactly. Have that in mind.
Yes.
Because when you do research on the places that you're going or the areas in the country that you're visiting, make sure that lines up with what you would like out of your vacation.
If it says on the brochure, beautiful scenic hiking trails, I throw that brochure in the garbage.
I like hiking.
Listen, that to me is work. And I am on vacation.
Yeah, the thing that we have in common is we both like beach towns. Beaches. We made that mistake this trip that I thought beach town was the same as going to a nice beach.
True.
No, very different.
No, very different.
And we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, Steve and I both like nice-ass beaches and tropical
locations.
And we
like real hot bitches too, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Hot beaches and the hot beaches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah, not cold beaches. To get out of here with that. We have that here in California, and it's no brainer.
Yeah, man, the Pacific is so freaking cold.
You can't just say the Pacific. We've been over
this
so many times.
The Pacific Ocean is the coldest ocean on Earth.
You know the Hawaii is in the Pacific Ocean? Okay, it's not a cold beach.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
the Pacific is huge.
I'm talking about the reference of California,
which
is my
reference.
Okay, so
say California beaches. Don't say the Pacific is cold. That's a huge...
It is.
Wrong.
That's why great white sharks are going there.
Generalization.
Because it's cold. I'll have you know.
Okay, Steve, you're such an expert on the
Pacific
Ocean. There's nowhere in the Pacific.
Did you know
that's
that the
warm.
Mako shark is the fastest shark in the ocean?
I don't care.
And they can go up to 70, up to speeds of
that's
70 miles an hour or
greater.
That's
not what we learned from traveling. I'm trying to help, but
no. If you're traveling and you want to avoid sharks,
you would rather learn about sharks
places and make sure to avoid a lot of the hot, warmer and colder temperature waters.
Okay, so that's something to keep in mind.
Unless definitely you go inland.
Go inland.
Yeah, if you want to avoid sharks.
Yeah, and you would avoid beaches in general by going inland.
Yeah, but they have some really cool simulated beaches.
No, they don't.
That don't have sharks. Yeah, they do.
It's not that cool.
You ever been in a wave pool? They're pretty
cool.
Yeah,
I've been on a wave pool.
They're so sick.
It's not that cool. It doesn't replace a beach for me.
I will
fighting.
Disagree a little bit.
We're fighting.
With you on that. If they had a cool wave pool that was local to us, I'd be all over that shit.
But that's just as like, that's not like a vacation to me. That's just like, hey, let's go to the wave pool because it's
that's
hot out.
That's true. That's
yeah.
a good point.
Yeah. So I thought that we were planning for the type of traveler that we are. Which is resort people
yeah,
who,
we were dead wrong.
Who that like to save money though and like get a deal. And I read a lot of blogs, but this particular location that we went to was recommended to me by an American girl, and she sent me a bunch of like brochures, like not brochures, but like you know website stuff about it. I did a lot of researching on blogs about this area because I was Costa Rica is a pretty, it's like a big place. You know, there's a lot of different areas depending on what you want to see. There's the volcanic area. There's like the rainforesty area with the cloud walk. There's a bunch of different beaches
there's
that you can go
all over
to.
Place.
There's the Caribbean side and then there's the Pacific side. So there's like a lot of options and you can't. It's not really easy to get from one place to the other. So you kind of just got to pick the one that you think you want to go with the most.
And the Caribbean side obviously has warmer waters than the Pacific
side. It does. It's just less developed, I've heard.
Oh.
So there's not as many. I was
so is
trying
that
to...
where we went?
No. We went to the Pacific side.
Oh.
So it's not the clear sandy, the clear water and sand, like white sand beaches.
Oh, right.
But had more like restaurants and bars and stuff.
Right.
Okay. So I thought that I did a fair amount of research, and I had known like a bunch of Americans who had gone there who don't know Spanish, who didn't like need to be super cultured to go there. Cause Americans get this like rep that we're ignorant, you know, like we don't learn another language here unless you actively try to learn another language or you're born into a household that yes. knows another language. We're required to take 2 years of a language in high school,
yeah.
and then that's it. Like,
what a waste of time,
and
you know
we
I mean?
Never use it. Yeah, exactly. Like unless you're like around it constantly, like you don't remember that French that you learned. I took 2 years of French. I can only remember je m'appelle Nicole.
Yeah,
that's all.
You know, people always say Americans are ignorant. I'm like, you know what? My sister was she did French, and she used to speak in French to me all the time. You know what I got out of it? Parlez-vous friggin' français, okay? So don't tell me I'm ignorant.
This just means, do you speak French? Is that all? Oh, Jen, is that what it means? Is that all Jen asked you?
Oh, how about that?
Wow, you really got something out of that.
I sure did.
But well, speaking of French, though, if I were to go to France, I do know that in like areas of France they don't like to speak English to you, so that's something you should know. Like, you should learn the language a little bit enough to like have conversations before you go. With Costa,
I've heard in some areas of France they don't want to talk to you at all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, they're like, hey, bug off.
Sure, but that's something that you would research ahead of time.
Yes.
So with Costa Rica, I tried not to be like, okay, should I know Spanish? Should I not know Spanish before going? And there's a lot of touristy areas where everyone speaks English, so like they speak English and Spanish, so you don't have to know a bunch of Spanish before going, except for the freaking place that we ended up going. Like,
yes.
I did not, nowhere in the blogs, and by the way, I've learned now to not just trust blogs. Like, don't fucking trust blogs.
I don't.
Because, like, what, nowhere in any of the blogs were they like, hey, you should know a decent amount of Spanish if you're going to travel outside of
or
your
you
hotel
should,
room.
You should carry plenty of cash with you because they don't have
wait,
no
I'm
cash.
I'm getting to that. They were going one bullet point at a time.
I don't know what your bullet point list is.
Yeah,
I'm going by the seat of my freaking pants like always.
Okay, well, we're going in order. So yeah, don't trust blogs. They just are about, like, I was like, you know, drooling over the beaches that they were talking about. And I think that I paid
too. Do they have pics too?
Yeah.
And what the hell?
I think I paid too much attention to the beaches and like what they would look like and making sure that there's like a bar there, right? Those were like my two main things. And before in the past, that hadn't failed me. Like, I looked at that. I mean, I think that the one person's recommendation that I knew in person her recommending going to Santa Teresa was like an influence on that. Oh, and I wanted to
Who is
like
this person. Name this person.
I don't want to name the person.
I want to shame them.
No, I'm not going to name the person.
Well, they really ruined what would have been a great vacation for me.
True. We were in Tamarindo first, and I think we probably would have stayed there if I hadn't.
It was like Isla Nebula in Jurassic Park. It was freaking beautiful.
It was really
before
great.
Before everything goes down. You know what
so
I mean?
So first, Act if you're one. Familiar with Costa Rica, Tamarindo was closer to the Liberia airport, which is where we landed. And that was just supposed to be like a stopping point before traveling to Santa Teresa.
Freaking
but we loved Tamarindo.
Beautiful.
Everybody rags on it. Like all the blogs were ragging on it being a tourist town, that it's overcrowded, that
Guess
there's
what?
Too
then
much of
tourists.
A night scene.
Guess what? We are tourists, you idiots.
Yeah, we liked
Who the
being,
hell are you?
We liked being
tourists. You write a travel blog. You are a professional tourist. Don't talk about,
no,
it's not tourist dealing shit.
No, a lot of these blogs, they get off on like being adventurers.
Right, exactly.
And so, yeah, like pay attention to the-
I have a waterproof wallet just in case I want to jump in. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know
like,
who you
have
are.
To check out this glamping on the beach in whatever island, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I think from here on out, we just want to be at a resort.
Uh-huh.
Like, you save up all your money to travel for a vacation. And this is how we operate. We're just not professional travelers. But we go on one vacation a year. I don't want to have to hike, like, everywhere to just, like, to scavenge for a meal.
No.
Like, I just want everything to be there. So the second thing that we ran into, and I guess I should mention, we went to Santa Teresa. It was supposedly known for having the prettiest beaches. And while the beaches were pretty, they were more for like surfers. Like, so if you like big waves, if you're like into like surfing
Look,
and water
it's,
sports.
It's like the hottest girl at your school. If you never saw another hot girl, you're like, that's the hottest girl in the world.
No, I disagree. I think if you're, it's for whatever needs that you have. So if you're a surfer and you want to go to a cool surf town, this is perfect for you. This is the hottest girl in the school.
Yeah, but
if you are wanting a relaxing swim time in clear waters, yeah, this is not the beach. This is not it for you.
Yeah, no, thank
this
you.
This ain't it, chief.
No, bud.
We also had to stay, I thought, this hotel that I picked out.
I just love just wrecking their beaches. I love it. I want to do a whole podcast where we just wreck their beaches, but we're like, it's like, nah, this beach, nah.
Right,
nah.
We rate your
we're
beach.
We're from California, bitch.
We're going to rate your beach.
These beaches suck.
Well, it honestly reminded me of a California beach that was just warmer.
Me too.
Right? Like,
yeah, it was like a California beach, but only shitty.
Well, so, no. That's not at all what I meant.
Can we do the top 10 worst beaches right now?
So this beach looked like a California beach, but it was warmer. But we had to travel 6-hour flight and then a 6-hour shuttle to get there.
It's like a California
that's
beach
why.
If a California beach was shaped like an ass. Yeah, I hear
some
you.
Some asses are nice. I thought you liked asses.
No, but like in
so
a bad
not
way.
A great,
in a bad way.
Well, then you should write in a bad way. I'm confused by your review.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, dope. I
okay,
love
can
asses.
Can I try it again?
Yeah, try it again.
So it's like a California beach, only that it's like a butt, but like a bad butt.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
That really
you don't want to go there.
No, I'm in seriousness. I would not dog on the Santa Teresa beach or the Malpais. They're beautiful. They just aren't. When we think of like, oh, what beach do we want to travel all that way to, like a 12-hour trip to, I would think like, you know, a calm, kind of serene beach with like
I think
white
they're beautiful
sand
if you
clear
squint,
waters.
Maybe if you you've been doing some shots.
Right.
You know, I think they can get pretty hot. Yeah, if you've been doing shots, I found those beaches to be a lot nicer when I was drinking a lot of alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they started getting pretty after a while.
This is a beach town, and the way we had to get there was through a shuttle that took 6 hours from Tamarindo, where we were previously staying.
Yes.
Which we should have stayed at.
So when you hear a 6-hour bus trip, it's you know, you go the other way every time.
Well, see, I heard 4-hour bus trip, and I was like, oh, that's not bad. I mean, I'll bring some snacks. It'll be fine. We're leaving early
really
in the morning.
When you think about it, you're like, now looking back, it's like even 4 hours is like no.
Well, I know for the future, anything that involves a couple hours bus trip, that's a hard pass.
It ain't happening.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
So we took this whole trip, and there's only one road in and one road out. And at a certain point, 45 minutes out of the town, it turns into just dirt, and you're just off roading. And it's just like bumpy.
It's basically just dirt
and
rocks the whole
and
time.
And like the way that they get around in this town is with ATVs. And with like mopeds and stuff, like motorcycles. And I had read about they got around on ATVs, and I thought that was kind of like
charming.
Kind of charming, yeah.
It could be fun.
We'd rent some ATVs.
ATVs are fun.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, sick. We just travel around on ATVs to get to like beautiful jungle destinations.
It's pretty sick.
That sounds fun. I very much thought we were gonna like this trip and that it would be like the type of vibe that we had.
Yeah.
Really, it was like more of a small surf town with yogis and surfers and like organic eater people that like to cook things from home.
Freaking vegan restaurants everywhere. And that's fine if you like that stuff, but I like variety, bro. I like a lot of different stuff.
And there might have been
I like a Denny's in the middle.
There might have been variety if we had been allowed to go to other restaurants, but someone got kidney stones and we only really got to taste one restaurant. True. So
I think all tropical islands should be required to have a Chili's.
Ew.
Why does that do?
I worked there for 5 years and I don't want any Chili's.
Have you had their mudslides?
I've had everything on the menu.
Oh. Well, maybe you haven't had them recently.
And I don't, mudslides were not like one of our hits.
It's a mainstay.
No, I don't think you've been to a Chili's.
I don't think you're tapped into Chili's culture, and I think that's too bad.
I think you're trying to
tap on a trope and
you picked the wrong chain to mess with, bud.
Tato skins, on point. Margaritas. Yeah,
they weren't just tater skins.
The jam.
Excuse me, they were loaded potato skins.
Well, yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
You didn't sound like you knew.
Well, I do.
Well. Anyways, I would take a Chili's at this point if they accepted credit cards because
exactly that wasn't happening over there.
This town that we went to,
cash only, the whole town.
Yeah, make sure you know the credit card situation. So again, I had known people that went to Costa Rica in the touristy areas and they accepted credit cards. So at no point was I like, everywhere in Costa Rica only takes cash. And usually if a place does only take cash, it's like less expensive. They have ATMs.
Yeah.
And it's like less expensive where you don't have to carry around $1,000
exactly
in cash.
But no, this was like regular price stuff.
Yeah, everything
but cash
was like
only
kind of pricey.
Yeah.
But only cash.
It's like $14 plates with cash only stipulations.
It was more than that. We had a $120 restaurant bill.
Oh, that's true.
And didn't know that they only took credit cards. And I only brought like $250 in cash total because I thought like, oh, well, we might have some places that only take cash, but most places would take card.
So then I had to, when we got the bill, we found out that it was cash only, even though the lady at our hotel desk had told us that this restaurant was not cash only.
Yeah, that they took cards.
And we were like, oh, sick. And we basically danced the whole way there, like excited about that.
Yeah, we were like relieved after the six-hour shuttle.
For all you haters out there, because there are haters out there who are going, why didn't you bring cash? We did bring cash.
We did. And I had read in the blogs that some restaurants only took cash. Some restaurants.
Some.
And so we made sure to ask the hotel girl at the front desk, which ones took
Anna.
A credit card.
Yep. We never forgot your name, Anna. And also, to all you haters out there, what do you got to say now? That's right.
You should
feel a little bit of shame now.
Oh.
Well, no,
after
because
we told them
that we had
cash. Yeah. Yeah, so we left our cash at the hotel, though, because we had heard that.
Because we heard that it was cards, haters, so.
And then it became pitch black because this town.
The sun went down.
There weren't a lot of lights.
Not a lot of lights around.
And so Steve, we got the bill. We tried to pay with the card. The girl's like, we don't take cards.
She's like,
So we're like, okay, well, where's the nearest ATM? She's like a mile down the road. So then Steve has to walk a mile
because
there's no Ubers. And I knew there were no Ubers, but like I'm just saying, it's not like he could take an Uber.
No.
That wasn't even an option.
No.
And so he has to.
And I couldn't even take like a 15-year-old kid to put me on a piggyback ride or nothing. It was outrageous.
Outrageous.
I had to walk the whole way in my sandals.
Yeah.
It was a very nice temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But it was annoying because like the way that they. Like they're all on scooters and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like on the side of the road, like getting buzzed quite frequently.
Dirt roads.
Yeah. And like walking on rocks and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't. So by the time I get to the ATM, took a long time. Took like an hour to get there.
Yeah.
And then because it wasn't just like a mile up road, easy sounding. It was like windy and like rocks and
cliffs
everywhere.
And stuff.
Yeah, weirdness.
Yeah.
And then it was hard to tell what the ATM was or where it was. So then enough locals helped me get there. And then I got there. I waited in like a 30-minute line. And then I finally found out that the ATM doesn't work. Like it wasn't accepting our card. And it was happening to a couple people too.
Mm.
It wasn't just me. So then I go back and I find Nikki on the beach crying because she thought
Well, because Steve didn't have his phone either, so I didn't know where he was. I didn't know if he got mugged. I didn't know if something happened to him. I had no idea where he was or how, if I was just going to wait there for another few hours or whatever.
Yeah, because I also had the hotel key, so she was kind of super fucked.
I was super freaking out, yeah.
Yeah, so then, I find her on the beach, and then she was sad, but then... we managed to give them our passports.
Not our passports. We gave our IDs and our credit cards.
That's right.
To go back to the hotel to get the cash and go back.
And I had to hike back.
Yeah. It was a long walk. A lot of walking involved.
And I was so hungry by that point because it had been hours since we ate.
Yeah. But the point is, carry a lot of cash, I guess. Like, yes. I had never been to a place where they didn't accept cards. Like, we were even in Bali in, like, an island, like, mm-hmm. where they don't even, I don't know, they don't even really, like, have a lot of technology, and
they took credit cards. Everybody. Yeah. And they took it on their phone with Apple Pay and shit.
Yeah, so I was not expecting to not have the whole town take.
It's because we had been spoiled by Bali, man. Bali was so cool like that. I was like, man, Southeast Asia really got around.
I mean, like, even in Mexico, like, they take cards. I don't know. I've been to a lot of places that aren't, like, first world countries, and they take credit card. Like, I just didn't think. It wasn't just like one or two places didn't take cards at this town. It was like everywhere didn't take cards at this town. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When you come back, I have a lot more to tell you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
And there's many more, but hopefully you're listening to this on CastBox. We love CastBox. It's the best. And
Jenny Blyke.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blyke.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany, Florida.
And back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. So, real quick, I just wanted to give a word from our sponsor. Mudslides, Loaded Potato Skins. There's only one place that you can go to get these things. With really nice bathrooms as well. The nicest bathrooms in the biz. Of course, I'm talking about Chili's.
I never thought you would talk about Chili's. Wow.
Chili's is the home of the baby back rib. That's what they are mainly known for, the mainstay. But the super mainstay is the mudslides. which is what they're
interesting, because yeah. I worked there for so long and never did we promote.
Well,
these
here
mudslides.
It is on the copy right here. It says the mudslides are the absolute pinnacle of Chili's. Wow. So
we had a molten chocolate cake that was pretty touted.
Oh, that's not on here.
Oh.
Yeah, they just want to talk about the mudslides today. So, yeah, just make sure to go down to Chili's and check out those mudslides. They're real good, and they give them to you fresh. They give them to you the way that you want.
It's real mud.
It's not real mud. What are you talking about? It's chocolate.
Oh, well, I've never heard of them. So, I mean, I've never had them.
You
at
never
Chili's.
Had a mudslide?
I never had them at Chili's.
Oh my God, they're so good. It's incredible. Yeah.
All right, back to our podcast.
Yes.
About traveling, because there's a lot more. I mean, you can watch the vlog. I'm not trying to promote my vlog, but it explains it in a lot more detail.
By the way, it's a great vlog.
I feel like I've told this story so many times that I'm like, all right, just go listen to it over there. But I have more travel tips that I think would have helped us a lot. So like knowing if the town is a cash only town. Also, the next day when we tried to get cash, everything was shut down because it was a Sunday.
Sundays, like, man, it's universal, bro.
Sometimes countries just don't have anything going on Sundays,
like in Germany, Sabbath, bro.
Even in Germany, when we were in Germany, everything was shut down on Sundays. We couldn't even go to like the Rite Aid to get. I needed nail polish remover. I remember when we were in Germany, I needed nail polish remover, and nothing was open. No restaurants, no stores, no grocery stores. Like nothing was open on Sundays.
I remember when I was in Sumter, South Carolina, and the Piggly Wiggly was closed on Sunday, which was like devastating at the time.
That's interesting. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice detail.
Thank you.
Okay. Another thing I want to talk about is travel insurance, because I thought the thing that you buy on Expedia when you're purchasing the plane tickets, the vacation waiver thing, I thought that was travel insurance, but it's not.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that. Like if you get trip coverage.
Yeah. It's like, hey, if something happens,
yeah,
I'm covered.
I thought that was travel insurance. It's not.
So what does it cover?
So really it only covers like if some medical emergency happened before your trip.
What? So you have to cancel your trip.
Yeah. If you have to cancel your trip or rebook it or reschedule, it covers that. And then like if something happens during your trip, they'll accommodate your travel. But then you have to pay the difference in the flight tickets or whatever.
I see.
But like they'll like kind of take whatever you already booked and like reschedule it for you, which actually didn't even happen, by the way.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. So travel insurance, like that would cover a medical emergency while you're traveling or any type of emergency or cancellation while you're traveling, is completely separate. And sometimes you can get it through your credit card. There's some credit cards that if you're booking your trip through them, like Amex, like a lot of like those types of travel credit cards, a lot of them have travel insurance built into it. So if you bought your tickets through there, it would be covered. I did not do that.
You just used a debit?
Yeah, I just used a debit. Dang. And so that's another thing that if I'm going to purchase tickets in the future, I'm going to use a travel credit card or like a credit card that has benefits like that.
Yeah, that's tight.
So a lot of them have that.
Then if we were in Costa Rica and we were screwed, like we were, it would be covered.
Yeah, it would have been covered.
Oh, wow.
So Steve ended up getting kidney stones during this trip.
Second day.
We didn't enjoy very much of this trip. We had like one good day and then the rest was like crazy, hectic, stressful days. Steve couldn't move.
I just collapsed in the middle of the street.
Yeah,
basically.
He was like projectile vomiting in the middle of the street. Couldn't move. We had no idea what was wrong with him. Everything was closed because it was a Sunday.
I thought my appendix was going to burst because it was just so much pressure inside, like in pain. I thought... Because I had had kidney stones a decade ago, but it had been a long time since then. So I just thought that my appendix was about to explode.
Yeah.
And there was nowhere around to go.
Right.
Sunday.
Another thing that I'm going to talk about is like knowing where hospitals are. There were no hospitals in this town.
Right.
That we didn't know that. I didn't even think to look for that.
No.
Like, I don't know. I guess I just never, you just never think of it until it happens to you. I was just so naive before about like, medical emergencies happening. If it were to happen, I'm like, I think about the money involved, like how are we going to cover it? But I don't think about like, oh, is there an actual hospital you can go to have something covered?
Yes.
I didn't even think about that. So he ends up going to this just emergency room. Like it's just a room. they don't have any lab technology, so there's no way to do any test or diagnose like exactly what he has.
They couldn't see what was in there.
They couldn't do a urine test. They couldn't do an X-ray. They couldn't do anything. They just loaded him with morphine.
The lady was amazing, though.
She was super, super
nice.
She
was awesome. She gave a shit,
man. The Costa Rican people are some of the nicest, warmest people, most helpful people I've ever met.
Same.
I'm like so thankful for them.
That woman held my hand while I was in the ambulance because I was scared.
And I
like, it was a weird thing where I like honestly genuinely thought I was going to die. Not being dramatic right now, I really thought that I was going to die. And I looked at her and I reached out and I was like, can I hold your hand?
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah. And she, so her best guess was that it was kidney stones and that he should pass them within a few days, but he didn't. And there was
Her best guess was because I told her I had kidney stones before. So that's why it was a little like, dang.
She could only go off of your history and off of like where you said you were feeling the pain. That's it.
Yeah.
Like didn't have any tests that they could do. She said that if he still felt the pain in a few days that he might need to fly to the nearest hospital. We had to fly to a hospital if we had to get him help. But the problem was he couldn't even walk. Like he couldn't even sit up in bed.
No.
So we needed to go to a hospital and there was no way to get him to a hospital because he couldn't even walk to a taxi. So definitely checking for hospitals is high up on my list traveling now. Before, I didn't even think about it. I thought about like, oh, is there a doctor like in case I get like an infection or something, but like a hospital? No, wasn't.
It's so funny too, being on this side of it now where I'm pain free and I'm fine now.
Yeah.
But like thinking back to then, and like how I couldn't walk and shit. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. You couldn't walk. But I really couldn't.
Yeah.
But like even right now, I'm like, come on, man.
No, but you have an
You could walk, but I couldn't.
Steve has an insanely high pain tolerance. So for him to say he couldn't walk was like just insane. That was just crazy to me. I thought he was going to die because I've never seen him ever admit any pain. And there he was like not being able to walk.
I had lost my chill, man.
Yeah.
My usual vibe was lost.
Yeah.
And that was devastating. No, man, it was crazy. I'm so thankful that I'm okay. Like in the moment, you know, you really do think some shit's going down, and it's just a crazy thing to come out of on the other end where you're like, oh, I am okay. That's so crazy.
Yeah. So travel insurance. So we learned later that our health insurance did not cover any of that.
Yes.
Any of him going to the emergency room, going to the ambulance, the morphine,
the house
any
call
of that.
Morphine.
Yeah.
They had to give me morphine later that night because I was just, it was crazy.
Luckily, the out-of-pocket expenses was a little cheaper than what it would have been if we weren't covered in the U.S. But it was still $1,000 that was not covered at all. Whereas if we had travel insurance, it would have been covered.
Yes.
And so just so you know, if you're going on a trip, definitely buy travel insurance. It's $50. But like it covers up to like $250,000 of medical expenses.
That would have been the sickest $50 we ever spent.
Serious. And what pisses me off the most is I spent $50 on what I thought was travel insurance.
Ooh.
I spent it on that trip.
Trip
insurance or whatever. That like it's just such a trick.
It's a body blow.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, it's definitely worth $50 to cover just in case shit happens. But I didn't spend it on the right thing. I didn't know. I had no idea. So just so you know. And this is not sponsored at all, but for my New Zealand trip, I went to a place called squaremouth.com, and there's other sites like this where you can do comparisons of what the best travel insurance would be for you. And it's like $50 to $70, and it covers everything. Like even if you have to be airlifted, it covers that. If you have to cancel your trip for some reason in the middle of your trip, it covers it.
That's right.
So yeah, it's really good to have. And a lot of people, there's a misconception that you have to purchase travel insurance at the time you're purchasing your trip, like your flights and all that. You don't. You can purchase it even while you're on your trip.
Mm.
But if you purchase it, whenever you purchase it, they just go back 60 days and make sure that you didn't have that condition previously.
All right.
So you can't have a pre-existing condition that it covers. But you can purchase it at any time.
Got it.
And so, yeah, that would have been really helpful to know. I did not have any clue about it.
Agreed.
So passing it on to you, that's some shit that no one ever told me. And if you're one of those people that's like, how could you not know that? I didn't. Like, I think there's a lot more people like me that, I mean, if you didn't grow up in a family that traveled all the time, then how do you ever know this? You don't.
Yeah.
So
we probably would have been more likely to actually do the helicopter ride to the hospital if we knew
if
that
it was covered.
We
had no idea what Steve had.
We didn't know.
And we didn't. It didn't get better within a few days. So I thought maybe he had a kidney infection or something.
Right.
And we had to get out of there. It was Operation Get Out of There.
It was.
We would have left sooner if he had been able to walk.
Yes.
But we ended up having to rebook travel, and that trip insurance that I bought didn't do anything.
Pain meds too were bad, man. Oh, mm-hmm. God. Like, the morphine she gave me was great, but that would last for maybe an hour at a time. And then they gave me some pain stuff that wasn't helping very much. So we had to double mix it with Advil, Tylenol shit just to try to just take the pain down from an 8.
At one point you were taking Midol.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to just mix in anything that would
help. And you said that helps more than
it did. Yeah. It genuinely did. Especially then, so when we came back to the States, when I went to the clinic and they gave me some pain stuff, that was garbage.
Well, now you know how bad menstrual cramps that are, that they have to make the pain relief
joke. Midol was some of the best shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What they gave me from that clinic was just did nothing.
No, it was really not helpful. She was really helpful.
She was amazing.
She was really one of those people that you could tell really cared.
Yes.
But
she just couldn't do much. And she was saying that. She was like, I just can't do that here. I can't do that here. I'm sorry.
They just didn't have the technology or the equipment or anything.
Not in this place. Yeah.
And so then it was like, how do we get out of here? And that's another thing that I would check beforehand is know how easy it is to get out. Like if you did have to evacuate and go home, luckily there wasn't a natural disaster, a fire
or bite.
Something.
I didn't get a shark bite.
Something thankfully. Like that, yeah, where you could bleed out or something. Because it was not easy to leave. We had to take a shuttle out that was a 45-minute, basically off-roading trip one road that the only road that takes you out.
It was so bouncy and shit, and my kidney stones in there rocking around.
Yeah, and that was for almost an hour.
Oh.
And then we got to this tiny, teeny airport that had teeny, tiny planes.
That was kind of sick, though.
That was cool. That was a cool experience. That was how sick. We were going to get home anyway.
Yes.
Originally, if nothing went wrong, I already had tickets booked to that so that we didn't have
so
to take a
6-hour
shuttle
back. We got on a
little
puddle jumper plane. It was just a tiny little bud, what, 8 seats or something?
Yeah.
Really cool when you're in there and you're up in the air.
Yeah, it was
you
a smooth
everything.
Ride, too.
Yeah, really smooth.
I got to see all the things that I wanted to do in Costa Rica.
Yeah, right.
Over, I was below. Oh, there's that little island that I wanted to go to. Geez. Oh, there's that rainforest.
I'm sorry.
No, you're all good.
No, and then the pilots, dude. Those guys, we sat right behind the pilots. That was awesome,
too.
Yeah,
that was really fun.
Seeing the checklist and all that, they're going through their motions and shit, was cool. And they're drinking a little bit of tequila. I'm kidding. No, they were cool.
Are you going to do a flight reference? Go ahead. You know you want to.
I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to talk about Flight?
I don't. I don't have anything.
Dude, have you seen that one scene in Flight where he lands the plane and he's high on coke and then he's kind of drunk? But would he have been able to land the plane if he hadn't been on those?
I don't think he would have.
Those drugs? We don't know.
I genuinely don't think he would have.
He needed it to balance himself out.
Well, that's what the movie explores, which I think
Love that. Love exploring that. In that movie Flight.
Me too.
Everyone should see that movie.
I agree.
One of my favorite movies.
Robert Zemeckis. It's a masterpiece. John Goodman's in it as well. He's great. It's fantastic.
I think what I've learned the most, though, about that trip and traveling in general is that the more I experience things is the more I'm aware of my own mortality. The less I want to experience things. Less I want to go hiking up some remote mountain.
Yeah, you don't
want to
be dangerous
and
now.
Look at, yeah, exactly. I don't care about those pictures anymore.
Me either.
I don't care about seeing some exotic plant that I've never seen before because I would rather survive.
Yes. I like living quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm I'll see it with my drone. I'll fly drone up there.
And you're
that's
good
tight.
At it.
Thank you.
You and your droning. Nikki always says, I'm going to go drone the island, which to me sounds scary as hell. I'm like, Jesus, well, let people live out there, man.
No, I love droning, man. I didn't think I would
love
it that much.
Saying, I love droning.
It's so fun because basically you get to see all the things without having to go move anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
You get to see all the sights and stuff. It's
And you're good at it, man. We've full-blown lost the thing multiple times and you somehow get it back.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's like video games. You just control it, make the target go back to the little circle dot thing.
You know why I've never even asked to fly it?
Huh.
Is because I know that if I was to do something and lose it, you would fucking
And I truly think you would.
Obliterate me.
I truly think you would lose
it. I don't even
it.
Disagree with you.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because,
like,
you get disoriented.
It's so fun. The idea of flying that drone is so sick. It looks so cool. And every time I watch you doing it, it's like you're playing, like, it's like I'm in the mall and I'm watching the cool kid play the VR game that I can't afford to play. You know what I mean? But I'm like, oh, but if I did it, I'd probably break it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't want to get wrecked by you for it. But I really do dream of flying that thing one day.
Maybe you should take a tutorial or something. Like, I feel like if I were to try to teach you, it'd be like my dad teaching me how to drive, and that was awful.
Oh yeah,
and I just got yelled at a lot.
Totally.
And I feel like I would just yell at you a lot
that
because I don't know another way to teach.
Knowing your dad though, he probably was driving you in that shitty truck he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's teaching you how to drive in that shitty truck where, like, if you hit a wall, it might actually make the truck look a little better.
It was actually, we were in my Celica.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's why he was stressed then.
Sure, but no, but it's also that he just doesn't have patience, and I don't have patience. That's one thing my dad and I have in common, is that we don't have patience, and when we're trying to teach something and someone doesn't get it right away, we just, like, give up.
You are not cut out for teaching.
No, I'm not a good teacher.
No.
No.
It's real bad.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know, fucking figure it out. Like, I just don't, how am I supposed to teach you this? I wish I could just import my knowledge and just, like, download it into your brain with a USB cable.
That's not what teaching is at all.
No, it's not at all. And I have to allow for the fact that you won't get it right away. I have to, like, allow for patience, and just, like, my patience meter is so, like, small that it just, just is, like, I feel like I would be scared that I would yell at you. And I don't want to yell at you.
No, I don't want to get yelled at.
Right. And
it's a mutual relationship.
I think you should take a little tutorial on it.
Okay.
Instead
of
me teaching you.
It just looks so cool. I really look forward to doing it.
No, it's really cool.
I dream of it.
There's actually a function on there that's beginner's mode.
Oh, really?
That it doesn't let you, it goes real slow.
Yeah.
And it doesn't let you fly above or a distance that's
too far. It's like we're bowling and you put the bumpers up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a mode like that.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll do that.
I want to do
that. But yeah, the more I go through these experiences traveling where it's, like, scary and there's, like, no one to rely on. Like, it's not like we're in a big group. It's just me and you. So if you get taken out, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And, like, when I had to take care of you and I had to go, like, hunt for supplies, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Like, I had to go to the grocery store and, like, walk there.
Yeah,
and, like,
you had to kill live spaghetti.
I had to rent an ATV.
Kill spaghetti that was alive.
I had to rent an ATV to go to pick up his prescription.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, really, like, foraging. Like,
it was great.
But if anything was to happen to me, I was so aware of the fact that if I were to, like, get hurt or fall off the ATV or get mugged or robbed or something happened to me, like, you would be fucked.
I couldn't come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I would have come.
You wouldn't have known where I was.
I would have done it, though.
Uh-huh.
I would have.
But, yeah, that was really scary.
No
just
doubt.
Like, knowing that, like, if something happened to one of us, the other one would be completely wrecked.
Yeah. That's why I was so glad when we got out of there, because I felt so helpless.
Yeah.
Like, I
felt helpless.
Yeah.
I felt like I couldn't, like, you were suffering so much and I couldn't do anything.
I just felt bad that I was such a burden. I you know.
You weren't a burden.
I was a burden. Yeah,
no,
for
it
sure.
Was just that, like, it was just scary in general, because it was like I have to make sure we get home safely.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm a burden.
But it's
yeah.
not a burden. That's just
burden.
Like, it's just hard.
It's a heavy, heavy fucking, I'm a heavy
just,
fucking badge, and you're a grizzled cop.
I'm glad that we went on our honeymoon before this trip, because I don't think I would have gone sliding down a natural water slide in Bali.
Oh my God, exactly.
Like, I think of all the stuff we did that, like, something could have happened.
Yeah. Natural water slide was so sick.
But
yeah, look now. That's happened to me. It's like, oh,
yeah.
I don't know, bud.
Although we were with a local at that time who was connected, and we also, they had their own travel insurance connected
did,
to that tour. But yeah, still pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how far a hospital would have been from there.
A minute.
Yeah. So I hope that, I don't know if these tips helped you or if you're just like, yeah, no shit. Like, of course we would.
I hope they are.
Do all
but
of
I
that.
Hope they listen to an hour of it and, like,
oh my
yeah,
God.
No shit. Fucking, are you kidding me?
Because I legit didn't know any of that. Like, I don't know where, unless I had family or been close to people that had traveled, which neither of us had. Like, both of our families didn't travel.
It's because we're all winging it, man.
All
adults are winging it, bro.
Yeah. But I just, if I could just impart that message to you, that, like, definitely get travel insurance. Just do it. Just do that. If you're gonna already spend the money to go traveling somewhere, just have the fucking insurance.
And when you go to many doctors, as I did, it's hard not to feel like, you know, when they're doing what they did to me, which like is basically physicals every time, because like one doctor would do a physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other doctor doesn't know what the results of the physical were, so then they got to do a physical.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting passed around town, you know what I mean? It's like not fun.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, that all the shit they don't tell you about the medical industry, like,
oh yeah,
or the insurance.
My poor little butt got passed around, man. I got passed around 7 different doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just wish that there was some kind of a thing where it's like, "Hey, we already did this."
Well, there is a thing. It's just that they don't trust each other. They're like, "Oh, well, we got to do it with our technology."
Tell me about
and
it.
Our people.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's because it's a liability too, I'm sure.
True.
That like if they were to base it off of some other doctor and then that was wrong,
yeah,
and then they get sued.
Also, we should do shit they don't tell you about, having things shoved up your pee hole up into your body to blast out a kidney stone, and how fun that is. We'll probably talk about
that. Is that a lengthy episode?
I'm fairly certain. Well, I'm waiting for the right sponsor.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah,
I hope we can get Benihana to sponsor that one.
Mm-hmm. Not Chili's.
Well, Chili's did this one, so yeah.
Get Benihana's for that one.
Yeah, get Benihana's for that one. That'd be pretty fun.
So I'm going to New Zealand in 2 days. Knock on wood, I don't have to learn anything
new. Yeah, man, we talked about all this, too.
I really hope that.
Did you get the insurance?
I did, yeah. I hope that there's not new things that I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't even know about this other thing, this whole other thing
right.
that you have to know about when you travel.
Are you going to Hobbit Town?
Maybe.
Okay. If there's little toilets, will you take a picture of it?
I absolutely will.
Okay, thank you.
I won't share them with you, though.
No, you have to.
They're for me only. No, you have to go there. I'll scour the internet. You have
I'll
to
find
go there yourself.
Oh.
Who says it's not Photoshopped unless you see it with your eyes?
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, side note. I don't know if we talked about this in the first episode, but like outlets. Did we talk about this? I don't know if we did, but you know, different countries have.
Oh, yeah.
You have to buy the like package that has like all the outlets.
The converter things?
The converter outlet things, yeah. Otherwise, you're just like screwed. Like, you have all this stuff.
If they
stuff
don't know that.
I know, but like.
Outrageous.
The first time I traveled.
That was a no shit one.
The first time. Really? Because I had to tell you about it when we went to Europe.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was very naive
then.
And
I didn't know about it.
I'm very unnaive now.
I didn't know about it without talking to a friend that had traveled.
That's true.
I didn't know.
Well, didn't Sky tell us to do that too?
No.
Oh, Mr. John?
No, Horton's wife, Michelle.
Oh, that's right.
Told me. Then I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Like, if you've never traveled, there's things that you just don't think about.
That's true. Dude, you know what? One of the main ones for me is buy a friggin' water before you get on the plane.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
I didn't even know that one until I got with Nikki. That's a good one.
Yeah, because you get so dehydrated.
I get so thirsty.
I'm so paranoid about getting a UTI on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Because then, like, I don't know how many hours I got to be in the air with a UTI. So I just drink like a motherfucker. Like, I just have so many bottles of water with me. I'm just drinking so much water.
The morning after I proposed to Nikki got a UTI.
That's true. Yeah. It was awful.
I blame myself.
I hate UTIs. If you've gotten them, you're more prone to getting them. So I always just am like, oh, please don't let it happen all the time.
Actually, I should blame you because I'm a very clean person.
It's not about being clean.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's entirely what it's about. I have a high school education.
It's about new bacteria entering. And so if you're in a new place, like a new traveling location with new bacteria, then it can happen to you.
What a bunch of bullshit that sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, give us a thumbs up, or if you, I don't know if it's a thumbs up. It's not a thumbs up. It's stars.
Yeah, give us a thumbs up.
Give us stars.
Hey, if you're listening
just
to us right now, give us
just
a thumbs up.
Put your thumb
just
up.
Put a thumb in the air,
and we'll know.
Yeah,
we'll know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
feels good. Also, if you guys rate us, it really helps out a lot. We really appreciate that. Give us the 5 stars.
Subscribe. Rate.
Feels good. Feels good for you. Feels good for us.
Review.
Yeah, leave a little review. Leave a little paragraph.
Yeah. You can also watch the episodes now on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/NikkiLimo.
And she looks incredible in them. I recommend her angles only. You can watch my angles too, but you really shouldn't look for long.
Okay.
Because there's a very pretty lady in the other angle.
Aw, that's sweet.
The greatest one.
A really annoyed pretty lady.
Why are you annoyed?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm annoyed at you.
Are you annoyed at me right now?
Nah, I'm cool right now.
Is it because I said about the Hobbit Town thing?
No.
Is it because I want the pics right from there?
Nah. You just never know when I'm annoyed.
That's true. I always expect you to be, though. Oh. And then I'm pleasantly surprised when you're not.
Yeah, there you go. All right. See you next time.
Hey, bye. Are you going to go to all the locations from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, every single one.
Are you including the one with the where the trees were, with the tree ends that were walking?
No, that was boring.
Yeah, but that was pretty beautiful forest.
Nah, I'm good.
You should check it out, though, and then you should send me pics of that one, too, because I really I'm that was one of my you, favorite parts of the movie.
I'm not sending you any pictures.
Well, I'm gonna have to go find them, then.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go look.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.